Okay. Now these simonim are extremely gaya, and we saw last week, we see often, and I recently had someone, I think I mentioned the shal over here once, where a guy said to someone that I'm going to be able to change all the, take the information from his phone and put it on a different phone. You know, I think he had one type of a phone and transfer it. And instead of transferring, he deleted all his information. So, of course, yes. Is it a hezek? I think I'm going to speak about it over here. I remember that. But the question is, you know, is it a hezek? A poil that does something for you. What type of halacha do you give him? Is it a shomer? What halacha? You know, or you know, sometimes someone comes to fix the computer and he ruins it for you. Anything, you know, could be software, could be hardware, could be a plumber, could be a cleaner. Zugde mechaber. Tole imnem. It's a gemara. It's not a mechaber. It's really a braisa. A mesechtes b'vetzia. Tole imnem. All professional shomre sochan hem. They're shomre sochan. Now, shomre sochan is chayev b'gneiva v'aveda. If it's stolen, it's lost, it's chayev. He's only potter from an oynes. I mean, something really, really something oynes. Lightning strikes it. Armed robbery is potter. But the fact that somehow got lost, and you know, some is chayv, unless it's a real oynis. Real oynis gomer as we do. So kala imnen shomisochanem the killer. Now in the beirhetiv and the pisul shuvah being a huge machlekes. Is this we're talking about a woman? Are we talking about someone who's a? It's called a kablan. You know what a kablan is? A kablan is, I take your work and I work on it. You give me a computer, you tell me to fix it, I'm going to charge you so much and so much. You know, like I could prorate it on the hour, I could say, you know, but it's a job being done. I could tell you the job could be for $60, and I could say, well, I'm going to charge you how many hours of work on it. But it's, you took the object into your hands and you're fixing the object. What happens, I'm coming to your house and you ask me to, you know, paint the house. I'm working someone's company. I get paid not to do the job, to just be a worker. Could be I'm doing software, it doesn't make it, but I'm just being a worker. Hourly work. That's a huge machoikis if it's called the Shemesucha or not. Like someone based on the whole, it's very complicated. I don't think
why
much
would
it
not be a Shemesucha?
Because they hold that a Shemesucha is only if I have the object in my hand. I was given over the object to work with the object. Hey, I'm not working with the object, I'm working for you. I'm just a worker for you, getting paid by the hour. And it's your possession, usually. I show you that. So it's a big machlokes this afternoon. Maybe Shem Echinim. And you're part of from a grave Aveda. So it's called Imne Shem Sochan. Mekila, this is Negea in... this is Negeya. This is Negeya, what I want to say. This is very much Negeya by cleaners I once had. I once had this cleaners. A guy had a suit for a few weeks there. A little bit of a suit. It was a lady's suit. Right? And he, you know, said on the label who it was and called him up. Come pick it up. Didn't pick it up. And after 6 months, I don't know why the sun was shining it. I forgot what it was, you know, because it was so long, to put on the side, whatever. Something happened to it. So he got a big fight. The guy went to the sewer. She said it was worth $400. I asked the lady when it came to me, it was worth your suits, $400, your dress suit. Why didn't you pick it up? You were in town. I mean, she was a wealthy lady, but, you know, I mean, I she did agree $400 is a suit is quite expensive. So that, I don't know, but that's what her argument was. So this is what the Mechaba says. Then it's not even a Shemachinah. So this lady, cleaners, was a Shemachinah. He, you know, he trusted her. See, often I tell the guy, you want to pick up the cleaners? I'm not giving it to you. unless you pay me. Unless you pay me money. This brother here, you know, he's got a good record. I trust you, you'll pay me. I don't have to hold your object. So it was only a Shomachinim. Shomachinim is put by Gnei Aveda. Tilishloch means I'm not going to keep it as a ransom. Then you're shema socher, because I have something on the object. I have someone who I'm holding the object to get him paid. But if I'm telling, take yours and pay me, I'm not going to hold your object for me. Not saying I'm holding on till you pay me. So then you're only a shem chinam. This happened by tefillin. A guy told me he gave it to a tefillin maker and to redo his tefillin, refurbished it. I remember the details, but remember he messed up.
Who messed up?
I don't remember the details. It was a very long time ago. I remember looking it up then. But he messed up. He's a shem mesuch. While he was working on it. And he didn't want, the end is, he could be a cipher, he didn't want to pay him. That I do remember. Yeah, I said, you came to me, you came, yeah, till it cost him $1,000. The price. I remember that he didn't want to pay him. Anyway, so.
That cipher messes it up, he has the right to attempt to fix it also, right?
Yeah, but it was, he messed it up a big time. I remember, I think one of the parshas became, I forgot the detail. I do remember that he agreed.
Okay,
you realize that the state is not so good. Yeah, that was a mazik. That's not called a mazik.
Then we learned that previously, right? Meaning, if you realize that he's not such a good saver by the fact that he messed up on your stillness, you can't now say, hey, I'm going to go to the other cipher and do it with him. He has the right to replace it or fix it.
Right. Yeah. But he didn't want to pay him. He gave back his son and refused to pay him. Refused to pay. He didn't, you know, he said to him, the tone, I don't remember the detail, but as far as I remember, it was a sophic of the tone of Koshanat. But it was expensive tone. You know, most people have to take expensive tone. It's not the.
Does it matter if they pay in advance or after?
Yeah, we'll later see. No, many of them will later see that in a minute. So I pay in advance. So he's not he doesn't need that object. But once he pays in advance, so everyone, many, no, this for sure brings down. Then he's not, he's a Shem Rechenim. I don't have to hold on to him. I don't need to chef it. So let's just see. Oishumala imen gemarti vle lochya balhere imen Shem Rechenim ava umara imen hova mois. First bring me the money. Vetila shalach and then take what you do. Adayin yishoyim esucha kmo shehoyu. It's called still Shem Esucha. Is also put there. I'm not your shomer. Question: what did the add? Yeah, just told I'm not your shomer anymore. Till the shalach and the shomer oid put there. Anyway, so the kids are someone who works on an object is a shomer socher. That's what means chai b'gnei aveda. So if a guy messes up while he's working, you see a few cases, the Mechaber says, he messes it up, it'll be software, hardware, if you could prove it. The biggest problem is it's a very hard time to prove it. I tell you what I had. I had, the second time this happened, just recently, a guy told me, but I think the guy that I had many years ago, a from eye doctor tells me that this guy who came to him, I know for a fact that this from doctor made laser and blinded him in one eye. He came to him. So am I obligated to say? He says, if I tell him to this guy, you know, he probably is going to sue him, bomb around, you know, take advantage of the situation. And so I said, you have to call up the doctor and tell him, apitaira, you're obligated to say. See, a person is obligated.
You call the other doctor.
Tell him, you better settle with him. What do you want me to do? You know, I'm going to tell him the truth. You want to make it into a lawsuit? Or you want to offer money? How can we work this out? I never followed up what he did. I don't know. He called me up and he says, this Yiddish doctor, one from doctor, another from doctor. The fact is that he became blind in one eye is he messed up with the laser. He did laser and he messed him up. So, I once said this before, that you have an obligation that's called the Shuvah Saveda. I'm going to tell you the story that one time a guy who claimed bankrupt 18 years ago, the story goes about 8 years ago, some other, but when the story was, came to me, asked me a shalah. From the shalah he asked me, I realized he's making nice money now. So I had the question, do I, mechuyif, to go tell his old debtors to go collect money now? You know, so I remember looking in, and I had no way out. I knew, I'm going to tell him, this guy is going to hate me. For years he didn't speak to me, today he speaks to me, Baruch Hashem. So I went to his old debtors,
yeah,
and I...
Sort of, rabbi client,
no, nothing. The Torah says, Mitzvah Shuvah Saveda, and I went to him, I went to the debtor, and the debtor asked him for money. So, it was a double shtus. So he thought he doesn't have to pay him. He came to me. He himself came to me. He says, why do I have to pay him? It's 18 years. He says, there's no statute of limitations. You know, there's such a thing in it. But in Goyish court, someone told me, a lawyer once said, there's 4 years, something like that. Someone told me, if you don't claim a loan, if you don't...
Yeah,
by them, it's 4 years. Master Schmitter. You know, but he owes him money. And he thought, he went to the interior and lost. He lost double because there was a Tereska. And I told him to settle. Anyways, but there's a chiev for a person to tell a chiev shusavah here too. The doctor was obligated to tell the other doctor that he should know. I'm sorry, tell the patient the plane was mazik you. You have to collect money. He was mazik you, so he owes you the money. The biggest problem is because usually they go collect money, who knows how much. You know what I mean? They sue them and then he could lose his license, and who knows what. That's my question. You know, how to work it at, you know, because if I tell him, and let's say he's going to sue him for $10 million, I don't know how these things work, whatever. More than the Torah says, I'm not allowed to tell him.
How do you value a money today?
Yeah, well, that's, he was, you know, depends how old he is and how much, it's very difficult. How much do you buy a slave, with an eye, without an eye? See, this is important. How do you value an eye? You can't value an eye. But that's not how the Torah told you to pay a head mazik. You know, understand what this great rabbi is asking? A healthy, normal person would say, give me $100 million, I'm not giving up an eye. Guy says, listen, I need a heart eye transplant for myself. I'm a wealthy guy, I'm willing to give you $10 million. I need two eyes, you live with one eye, I'm going to give you. A normal person would say, well, Moichel, the $10 million, he doesn't have to pay him $10 million. Because it has to pay him how much, and ever, that's what Gemara says. So that's why the Mishnah says, if a guy asked Mechila, I once had this, someone was mazik someone, and he said, I'm not mazik you, till you pay me who knows how much. I told him, you have no right. The Torah Shulchanoch says how much a mazik has to pay. No one in a normal mind will take such a hezek. That's a separate issue. He thought he has a right to ask, I'm not going to be mazik you till you pay me $10 million. It was not much, whatever. You know, you hurt me, I'll take advantage. You want my Mechila? Pay me. No such thing. The Torah says, how much an eye is worth, how much a leg is worth, how much a hand is worth, how much a punch is worth. Remember we spoke about it over here? Give a guy a punch, it costs $15,000, or whatever the sheet is. Once the sheet is said, you can't say, well, if you want my mechila, then you, honestly ask your mechila after my mechila. Anyway, so a guy who makes nabuch, a guy blind, is called Usha Mesucha, we later learned this, you know, the doctor, so maybe he has to pay him. You don't say that, you know. The courts have a system that how much a person is worth, an average person, how long they're going to live, and they have how much they work at this way, how much the court system grow. They have a system this way. The earning potential. You know, the worth that how old he is, and how much more earning potential he would make. Let's say he was a CEO of a company who was making $10 million a year, then you pay more. But if he was a schlepper, as we say in Yiddish, they have a thing, how much probably he'll be working, how much make it, how much he'll make him pay. But that's, you know, maybe up to Torah it's less than that. Torah doesn't say it. The Torah doesn't say a CEO, you know, gets $10 million. Doesn't. Yeah. You go to a...
Someone goes to a film doctor, doctor messes up. You sue, you go to the court system, or
Yeah, so let him pay you without insurance. But let him pay you without pursuing him. Go to the Torah. I had once a doctor refused to go to the Torah. So I said, you don't want to go to the Torah. So the guy has to sue you.
Like you said, then you have to give him back the money?
Yeah, but no. Not only if he doesn't want to come to the Torah. He didn't want to come to the Torah.
And he'll win. And he'll win $10 million.
In the Torah, you mean?
No, by the going.
Yeah, then he has to pay him or the insurance goes up.
Even not suing, you just put a claim for the insurance, he's rich and he's wrong.
A doctor, as soon as you put a claim, he's in trouble. He has to go to the Torah.
Car accident, same
aloha. Same aloha. He has to pay how much the damage is. I just had two from people ask me the same question. He was 100% at fault.
Okay.
He made a quick turn, and the guy hit him, even though his car was knocked over. Just imagine, in Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to him. The airbags opened, but his van turned over, and he was. He told me, "Clearly, I'm at fault. You know, I made a turn. I wasn't paying attention. I came around him, another from prison. So you know, but his whole van is gone." So I said to him, you know, you halacha is that, you know, you have to pay him whatever the mahezik was, but if you want to go to insurance and ask more, you would have to pay him while the insurance went up. He owes you whatever the damage really was. The car was damaged. How much is worth? Not how much to replace the car. How much a 19 whatever car he had?
Replacement value.
Yes. Yes, not the, you know, he
not
thought
it would be you.
Right. But if not, then, you know, if you want more money, that's a big mechlekes. I hold you're not like on insurance. But the many mechlekes hold you're not like on insurance, but you have to pay him how much your money went up. We had in the shul, a guy came to the mikveh and went to the showers and he fell. And he broke his shoulders. So and the Rav told him, you're not to sue the shul. And the Rav also told him, he has to pay us.
The money
is going to go. And nechti getoki paid us. Yeah, he's going to come back.
He
did sue the shul. Insurance company settled with them.
For how many years did you have to pay?
The, I don't know. It goes only for a few years. Depends what the fault is of it. And voila, you think he paid us? Nechti getoki. And the Dibre Chaim holds, I could go to the Rav and sue the Rav now, and then Torah, he gave him that advice. Because he should have known that, you knew quite well who you're dealing with.
Well,
so now, he's angry at me, I don't let him in the mikveh.
It
doesn't help. Legally, it doesn't help. Doesn't help. It's like you sign in the hospital that you're not going to, you take your risk, but you could still sue the hospital or whatever.
So anyone who takes money for anything is considered a woman?
Yeah.
Teachers also.
But what is Hezekiah are you talking about? You know. A guy once told me he went to therapy and didn't help him. So he wanted the money back from the therapist. So I said to him, most people know it doesn't help. He just listens to you clutch. I don't know. I said it to a therapist. Boy, did he get insulted. Whoa! I think we do nothing to just listen to clutch. Yeah. He thought he was going to help. He says his argument was, he should have told me that not always does it help. So I said, you know, it's not his problem, but it's known that these things don't help. Any therapist in the audience, I don't know. And a lot of people go, and I've watched people go for years, and same as Shigas, nothing happened. It didn't heal. I don't know exactly what it does, exactly, but...
Some
people say it helped them. I heard this from people. But they also agree, they'll be honest with you. A good therapist will be honest with you and tell you, you attack a certain people, I don't help. I can't help. But he claimed you saw it's not helping. He says, you know, sometimes it takes longer. But if a guy went to a dentist and the dentist on the state pulled out the wrong tooth, that's where it was out. Because, you know, he was honest on the spot. It was very interesting. The dentist didn't come up with a new Pirim Torah, I'm on side, another dentist. says, you know what? I made a horrible mistake. He looks, I pulled out the wrong tooth. I said, he has to pay you for the tooth. Go figure that out. I don't know. So the guy, you know, well, he told him he wasn't going to sue him. He's going to give him a free crown, you know, for that free whatever he has to do. And whatever plans are. But
what about the no pain and suffering?
There's pain and suffering, yeah. There's a lot of pain and suffering. I went over, you know, the rule is when people settle, I never tell them, well, you're foolish for settling. You want to settle? I stand back. Okay. Unless I lie to the person. You know, when the people lie, you know, a robber wants to literally lie to a guy. But if it's not a lie, just listen, he wants to settle. I don't know why he settles, but I don't mix in. Okay. So we're going to have about it. Nusin Imnim. He gave for the Imnim the sack and the kilkala chayuv and the shalom. Kesed. Nusin Achedish, he gave for a carpenter. Shida teva migdal. The kvoy ba mesmurim. Gave him a finished item to knock in nails. The shavroi. And he broke it. I have this question always been asked. A plumber comes, usually it's not a Jewish guy. It's a Jewish plumbing company. He sends his guy, and while the guy's there, he broke the cabinet, the door of the cabinet. It's been asked so often. So, and Dina de Mechisa, the plumber has to pay for it. You know that. That means the law of the land is California, the not the guy has to pay, the company has to pay. Apitaira, the company does not have to pay. You have a problem, sue the Mexican who came to fix it. People don't like to hear this, but that's really the truth. So more than once I've been asked this question. You understand? Because you can't, Apitaira, you can't go to the plumber and demand the money. Because this Mexican did it.
He didn't
know it. This Mexican did it. I'm responsible for my, I send the worker.
You hired him?
Yeah. No, he knows I don't get. You know that you are high Roth plumber. He doesn't come down Roth anymore. Or you hire whichever, what's all the Bestamsky, or the monkey rancher, Bestamsky.
Roth plumbing.
They don't come down themselves. The Sheikh Mishorosin, Asher Mishorosov. You know. So what? So what?
Did he send him to break?
Did
he send him to fix?
I didn't send him to break. I sent him to fix.
What about the concept that
It's only his zoiche, not the mazik. Yadpoil is a whole different sugi. Yadpoil, if he picks up an aveda, the question is plain or not. That's all sugi. Not like you have a mazik. There's no din mazik. If you have a poil is mazik, I'm mazik. The balabos. There's nothing to do. Even your own child, worse, your own child is mazik. Mishnah says, pigyu samru. If your child breaks a window, and people ask me all the time, you know, or your wife breaks the window. You know, children were playing ball, and boom, there goes the window. So Mishnah says, "Pigyo." You know what "pigyo sano" means? That means you could do nothing. The father doesn't have to pay a penny, nothing. Doesn't have to pay anything. So one of the guys told me the school said that the parents have to pay. So he's a Talmud comes to me. How could the school ask me to pay? The Mishnah says I don't have to pay. Yeah, the Mishnah says, but the school's going to say you don't want to pay. Out with your child.
Right.
Yes. Of course they would say that. They have a rule on the books that if a child breaks the window, he's got to pay for it.
So
you don't want to pay them.
I had the neighbor's window, he doesn't have to pay it.
The father doesn't have to pay.
Does the child have to pay?
When he gets older, says Shechon Lechishid and children pay. I had a lot worse story. These were teenagers. This is a lot worse. The teenagers was the afternoon they were off from Midah Kodesh, Midah Chol, whatever, one of these Haggadays, and they were living in this one of these fancy streets, and the child brought him a friend whose poor parents are poor, and were taking turns driving out of the driveway into the driveway. And one time, I don't know whatever happened, so this poor child was not wealthy, took the expensive car and, you know, drove quickly across the street. Not only rammed the parents, but rammed a jaguar across the street. So the guy wanted, came, took the, and his father was a Kli Kodesh. And he wanted to take him to the, to, you know, came to the interrogation. I says, Ma'adach, a child is Pigi Husamru. This is a 14-year-old boy. You know, when he becomes 20, 22 years old, he earns all money, you collect the money from him. Yeah, you can't force a person to go to work. You could take, you know, you could just bezden.
You can take a 14-year-old to bezden.
Yeah. Yes. Get a judgment. Right. And whenever he makes money, he has to give it to you.
No. You can't make the kid go to work at 14.
No. You can't go anywhere. Get anyone to work. The only time you can make a person go to work is mezonos for his wife.
That's right. One
man, no man. You can hit your, the bezden can hit someone to go to work, to feed his wife and children. Not even the children, just the wife. So I know this, people hear this about the plumber, they get always shocked. Always shocked. Yeah, but that's the locha. You know, the locha is that he doesn't have to pay. To court. But the problem is, you go to small claims court.
They'll tell you to take the babas.
Tell the babas, so you can't win.
I think it was the, if I remember, the public sea that talked about Yan Poyle. But over there, from my memory, if you send your guy, Yan Poyle, to put up a mic on your roof,
that's a whole step. Not that's Yad Poel. Nothing to do with Yad Poel. Yuma doesn't talk about a bracha. The Rishonim, the Chreinim, I compare it. I want to say that it's the Lusha Rambam is difficult. Lusha Rambam, that is Masha Goy could put up a mic. How do you make a bracha? It's not in the Gemara. It's a difficult Lusha Rambam. The Rambam seems to say a Goy could put up a mic. How do you make a bracha? So to answer the Rambam, they want to say, but Yuma it was Yad Poel, Yad Kabbalah Ba'is on Tungabeski, because we have a cloud. If I hire someone to work for me, he only could if he does a good job. He didn't do a good job, it's not. I had the same, someone came to me and he told me that it's just this Pesach. There was an Etzisoliga person, let me get the story, a Bnei Brak person owns a bakery and he came to America for Pesach. He sold his bakery for Rabbi Netzisol and he came and he spent time in America, and the rabbi there bought back the chometz after the first day Yontif. By him, it was still the first day Yontif, 7 hours early. You know, from New York to Etzisol, 7 hours early. So even in the first day Pesach, I mean, his last day, the first Shisha Pesach, so the rabbi went and bought back the chometz for this guy was still Pesach. So they wanted to say that the whole business is Osir Banua. So a guy told me the story. He says it doesn't make sense because he, you know, the kinnish that yichol avsi. I made you shliach to do me a good job. I didn't ask you to mess me up. If I send you on a mission to sell me chometz and I'll do something for me and didn't do the right thing, you're not my shliach. Yeah, the rabbi knew. The rabbi, he told the rabbi, I'm going to New York.
You can't be kind of something that you don't want.
That's what rabbi was saying.
Yes, exactly. If he would have told him to buy back, the Rambam says you could buy something that you don't want. The Rambam says you buy chometz and pesach, yichayv levayr, becomes yours. That's a difficult Rambam, but that's what it says in the Rambam. But if you would have told him to buy back, yes, buy back for him. Told him he's going to New York, you know, didn't say much. You don't have to tell him, do not sell it. Just tell him, by the way, I'm going to New York. That's it. And the Rambam made a mistake. But that's not chal. So we have a klal in Chosh Mishpah. I made you, I make a shliach, I made him for tikkun, not to mess me up.
Yes. It's not klal. This guy with the chair, he has no insurance. He has no insurance.
But he had to file a police. It wasn't so simple.
Well, if he tells the insurance company, my car driver, the guy that hit me was across the street, okay? He's not telling the insurance company to go after him. He's not telling the guy to give him his insurance. He's just filing a claim with his insurance company.
And the insurance went up unbelievable high.
Whose insurance? His own insurance.
Yes, because he, what he had to write in, he couldn't write that someone else did it, because then he has to write a police report. He explained to me. If it would have been the truth, he would have had to first file a police report. That's what he explained to me. So he put into the report that it was that one of his family members did it, which was it wasn't.
Why not to report someone else?
Because if it was someone else, he told me, I don't know the laws, told me he would have to file a police report that without his permission, because he did not give them permission. Because then the insurance company would not insure it. If you gave your son 14-year-old to drive the car, the insurance would not pay. Just his whatever expensive car and the Jaguar both got
a lot of hairs.
So this guy with the Jaguar, why can't he just report it to the insurance company? Even if he makes a police report.
No, Jaguar not. The Jaguar wanted, he should pay. Why should he either?
Why can't the Jaguar say, hey, you know, report it to his own insurance company?
I don't remember the details, but I do know that it wasn't so much. The guy wanted his car also to be fixed. He says, to have my car fixed, I have to lie.
No, why? My car was fixed. He doesn't have to lie.
That's a lie. He has to say that it was an adult who drove it in the family, not his 14-year-old friend. If he tells the insurance company, that's what happened, they will not pay it, he told me.
That if
it's a negligence. That's what he told me. I don't know the halacha. I mean, that was many years ago, about 10 years ago. Says that insurance explained to me, if I would go to an insurance company and say a 10-year-old, 14-year-old boy, my friend, my son, or that my 14-year-old, the insurance would not pay for it. I don't know what happened. That's what he wanted the money from him. What he did, Lamaisa, I didn't follow up. That's the main reason why he wanted he should pay, because he didn't want to lie. Didn't want to make the whole thing. He thought the parents should pay. He came and paid whatever it cost, because if he would go to insurance, the only way to do it, the insurance company told him, you have to file a police report that this 14-year-old drove your car without your permission.
Wouldn't there be some sort of concept of these muscles that are here, where I know the principle that we've learned many times about it, but generally, let's say, if I have an insurance company, and my employee messes up, let's see how the Jew, the non-Jew, that person is not going to sue my employee, they're going to sue me.
Right?
Because they're so, and similarly with a plumber that has a plumbing company, Grostowski or Raw, they know that when their guy goes out and does a job, if the guy messes up, it's coming back to them, and that's why they have insurance
right.
And all that.
Yeah.
So that they know that going in, that's the playing field.
Yeah, but
so when it's a Jew that it happens with, then
yes, because Dina Teira overrides Dina Machusa all the time.
So if you know,
otherwise, says the Shach, we could close the Chayshim Mishpat. The Teira says you're Mazik; the person is Mazik has to pay. A goy.
You
can help you. That's the problem. The one is not.
You
can't agree.
I'll take a step further. If I'm a Jew, I would never hire a Jewish plumber based on this principle. I'll always hire a non-Jewish plumber, because that way, if the guy messes up, I could go out. I don't have to be restricted by
okay, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good that people don't, not the whole community comes to listen to this halacha.
I'm saying, this is a terrible halacha.
I'm saying,
the fallout of this would be that.
How often did a plumber break it already?
And the point is that if you ask that plumber, this is the point that I'm getting at. If you ask him to begin with, hey, Dominic, if you want my business, I want to make sure that you are masking. If your guy screws up, then you'll be responsible.
A good plumber would do it, but this was a sixer. The plumber refused to pay. This was a true story. That's what I know. And the guy,
in general, up front,
most plumbers, when I told it, asked Zalman this story, he said, of course I'll pay. I need a customer. But
correct.
This guy was an auction and he refused to pay.
Okay, fine. But just to understand the part, I understand what the halacha is based on question of Mishpah. But if there's an understanding of the
agreement, clear.
that me as the owner, I'm, even though Alfi Toira, my Mexican is responsible, but here I'm saying that I will be responsible, right?
Pashtun, yeah, well, that's not, there's a whole sugi, you have to look it up again. There's a din, there's no kinyan over here, but there is such a halacha. There is such a tanai that the high and nua that I'm giving the work for you, I could be mshabat nafshe. The only question is there was no kinyan over here. Mshabat me. But the Gemara says, so I have to look it up. There is such a concept because the nua that I'll be doing business with you, and how are you going to hire me? I am mshabat myself that if that's going to happen. There's such a concept. Like an order. What? It's like an oriv. It's like an oriv. But he's an oriv. He guarantors. If anything happens, like you guarantor the guy doesn't pay, I guarantor a goy takes a loan, and I could be a guarantor. If a goy takes a loan from him, I could guarantor. But you don't need a kinyan for that. The loan itself is the kinyan. The work itself is the kinyan itself. Okay. So again, Nusan Shidatim Mushovra and Nusla eight and last of Shidate Megam Nishbur. It broke Acha Shanasi. Now what happens if I gave you raw wood and you made it into a box? How much do I pay you when you broke it? You made it into a nice, beautiful wagon. And then after it's all done, something messed up and the whole thing blew up. Do I pay you for a finished item or just pay for the raw material that you gave me? So that's a famous sugya in Masechtas Bo Metzia, Masechtas Kedushin. Imen koyli shvach keli. You heard that expression? Yeah. If a uman, if a is koyna, mechaykes. So the mechava paskins ain uman koyli shvach keli. So this shida teva migdal, they became to the owner who gave me the thing, and so now at the end, something I did and destroyed it. I have to pay him a full shida teva migdal. I don't pay him for the raw wood. He gave me raw material to work with. Understand? You could say, he gave me raw material. I blew it. I'll pay you the raw material. But we, the Bandoma Paskin, that if I made a box of your material, that became yours, the finished item. So since I blew it, I would have to pay for the finished item. So he says, but included will be, it would be, but included, if I have to pay the finished item, you have to pay me for my work for the finished item. We can't have it both ways. You say you can't have the cake and eat it. That means, okay, so how much is my worth? You know, the finished item is always more than the value put in. You put in work $100, it's worth $200. Okay, so I don't have to pay $200, just $100. He says, She'ein ha'imen koyin shvach keili. He says, see, there's a long shach. You know, I don't know if you know, in Cheshimish, but the shach is mamish. You know, unbelievable. And he says it's a mechugis of the shaynim. It's not so poshut. If we pass in imen koilish vach keli, it's not so simple. He says. So the mechaber rata benu shekibelo lister hakoisel. A builder was hired to destroy a wall. B'shiver avunim. He was supposed to not break the stones. I remember as a child. We don't see this anymore. I remember as a child when they took apart buildings, used to take it apart brick by brick. And years later, it became the whole thing, they blow up because people used to save the bricks. And Uman, I watched where the Mamashtidis that were, took apart a building, they took apart the people, came, the whole city came ransacked, took brick by brick. You know, Baruch Hashem, you don't know that.
Did they tear down a house to hire one of these demo companies? Did they pull the wood? Did they pull the plumbing? Did they salvage it?
Whatever it could, but not the bricks. The whole thing comes down, not anymore. Could be, yeah. Okay, so he says, "Oh, shekibel and shuraim, or he's a chayv l'shalom. He's chayv to pay. You're mazik." He says, "Oh, he's soiser mitzalzeh, v'nu mitzaldech aputer. You told me to be soiser. You told me to be. You know that that's going to happen." He says, "V'mach misamaker. It's not because of that. It's because you didn't knock it well. Then it's chayv. You know, obvious. This is a very obvious l'mudu." So, gemachaba, this is very important. I don't have a practical mushroom, but this teaches us a muridiga. This is a whole Mishnah and a sugya of Metziah. See, nowadays, most of the question is software and hardware. I don't know if I ever told you. Guy told me he worked on someone's software. He owed him $30,000. He wasn't paying him. So, and he says, I could make his whole crash, and then he's going to beg me to pay. First, he gets what does he do? He gets always these these young people think they know what they're doing, and then waste the whole day, and then finally he's going to beg me, and that's exactly what happened. I asked him how to do it. I said, you know how to do it. So what had happened? He talked, asked him what happened there, and he did it. So for the first few hours, he got a geek to try to fix the computer. It was 120 people working there. It couldn't work. And then finally, he called me up, panic. I said, you didn't pay me the last $30,000. I'll pay you. No. You bring me a cashier's check, I'm coming to fix it. So I told him that he cannot take money for fixing it now. You understand? He could only take the money that he owes him. He can't take money. So he said, I don't know what. I asked him, so what I'm going to do? I'm not going to tell him. Just tell him, you know what? Just on the house, tell him. That's okay. He doesn't pay. He's not paying me. I'm allowed to steal what I could steal. The only way to get my money is to do this. He's not paying me. He's a goner. I didn't steal anything. I was going him something. That means I was going him a grummer that he. I didn't stop him from working. I was going him, and the only way is to pay him. He refuses to pay. I'm allowed to be going him. I'm allowed to. A guy in town asked me that a guy who didn't pay him. So he parked his car in the guy's front of the guy's driveway. Can't go to work. He was screaming at him. He called the cops, and then he told the cops he owes me money. So first of all, the guy went to work 3 hours late. You know, and he's going to do it again. And finally, the guy says, you know, I better give him back the money. A guy asked me, a guy owed him $250,000. He says that it could be on tape. So he says that there's a Israeli mafia who will make sure you get paid. You pay him, I think you have to pay them a third or a quarter. And what do? They just frighten the kishkas out of you. They follow his wife, they follow the children to school, and they dress with they come with all those, the tattoos, and they walk by you. Yeah, this is the guy who owes the money. You know, they really harass you. You're allowed to do it. He says, yes. You should know he got the money back. He got $250,000 back. Because the guy, this was, as we say, Mizimun. You know, Mizimun, we couldn't report it. This was a builder, not from this community. A builder, and he gave him a lot of cash, and the guy all of a sudden says, yeah, I don't owe you the money. But, you know, if a guy doesn't want to pay, you know, that's the only way to get out the money, you'll get the money. You know, but you have to be honest with yourself. This was with the computers also. He owes him the money. I'm saying most of the question, no one asks me about a dyeing company. It's the computers. Or someone told me that the software that was made but 1 year has a lot of bugs and the guy's not honest with him. Who else has to tell him the truth? Who writes computers and software over here? You know, software engineer? So you guys know, right, that the original thing is not good. It's not the way the guy claims. Yeah, you do. You have a good assessment about that? Right? Just like I told me, I was called in to do, and really, the guy didn't do a good job. The reason the crash is because, if that's the truth, you have to tell him. You know what amazes me? In Chosh Mishpat, when the right thing has to be done, people don't want to. It's always the victim who's afraid. When I tell a guy that Yelara, when I told the guy that Yelara, take a shtrama. Huh? Take the shtrama? I asked him the reason. He still didn't pay him. This is, it goes 6 or 7 years. I told him, take the guy's shtrama. I can't do such a thing. I take the shtrama. But he could owe you $6,000 and not pay you. But you can take a shtrama. Or this guy also. I told him the guy owned the money. I told him, I have a simple answer for you. You know, freeze his computers. You know, it took him weeks to accept what I said. It's I don't know what it is. It's always the victim is the one who feels I can't do it. That's why they're victimized. They don't know how to stand up for themselves, I imagine.
Well, also there's a component of it that action, while okay according to the question of Mishpat, might not be so okay according to
he told me,
the U.S. legal...
Yeah, but he told me there's no way he'll ever know what happened. Right? Right? He does it, as he do it from outside. I don't know how these things are done. But he told me there's no way he's going to know who did it to him. There's no way. I thought he was this kid, but he was just afraid to do it.
I have a question. You said
Yeah, but the guy doesn't pay him $35,000. Okay. So the Mahab, Yichusay got burned. Yichus doesn't mean burn. Yichus means overdone. He gave a semer to die, and they didn't go to jail. It's too dark. Noisin the mate simroi. No, Yichusay means attacker burned. I'm sorry. Yichusay means attacker burned over here. Noisin the mate simroi. He only has to pay him the value of the wool. He says, Tzobe kua, not such a good color. So what did the guy say? I asked the guy to dye one color and made a different color. You would say to me, oh, keep it, the mechaber. Made a bed chair. Or stapsel. He didn't make a chair. He made a stool. So he has to keep it. So we, how do we judge how to paint? And mashmach is yeser alitzua. Let's say the shvach. I told them, let's take a simple case. Told them to dye this, and they did a terrible dyeing job. The job is not a good job. So then we judge if it, the value is really, it went up $100, the value. His work was $20. I pay him the $20. I'm going to keep it. Again, I asked him to dye this black. He made a horrible black color. But the value went up. It just, this is not what I wanted, not an average. When I say shochet, this is not the shochet that normally a guy wants. So I only pay him how much the tzuas was for him. How much his expenses. You follow? Since the object is my object, and he did a horrible job, so big mechleik is showing them if they're a knas or taking chazal, plays Rashi and Tosfos and the Chayyim and how the Rambam ran, but that's what the Chazal made the tikkun. And it didn't do a good job for you.
And he did the wrong color or whatever.
Right, the wrong color. You both agree it's the wrong color.
Okay, but he charges normally whatever it is, $50 for a dye job.
Right.
You see, you don't have to pay the $50.
You only have to pay him how much his atzus was.
Why do you have to pay him if you don't want it?
That's too, it's your object. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. He died. It's your object. So you pay him just how much expensive. It has a value. Just you don't want that. Yeah. It has the sweater has a value. Can't say it's valueless. Well, you can't sell it. What you want to sell it for? It has a value. If you say it's worthless, then it has no. If you say it's valueless, there's nothing to talk about. It has a value, but you don't interested in dealing with that. It's a headache for you to find someone who wants a blue one. You a lot of customers for black ones.
So, there are times that people make things for me that I cannot trust.
So then it has no value.
Right.
So now I'm talking about that.
Well,
then it really has no value.
Value.
Yeah, but is it a value in the market? If you put on eBay, is that a value?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. If it has no value, it has no value. You're right. How can I tell you?
But in China, maybe it has a value.
I'm not talking about China. We're talking here in America. I'm not looking to run to China. But if you could sell on eBay, then it has a value. If you can, you can. You right?
So who determines the value?
Most things have a value. It's very unschlich, this, you know, a person who has no value. So I don't know exactly what you do, but most things, a sweater that I wanted red, and everyone's wearing red today, and the guy dyed it purple, different color, has a value. You could sell it. The end thing now, all the children want red sweaters, and they pay on them. It has a value. You don't have a customer right now. But if you send them the sweater, it means you don't have right now a customer. You didn't lose it. It has a value, but to sell it one day.
You don't have the right to say, red, and
all you have to pay him is how much his tzuas was, and you keep it, which is a bit, it's
well,
a lot.
You don't want to keep it, and you don't
want to pay. You have to keep it, it's your thing. That he was. What happens if I come into your house and I paint the walls wrong?
The main point here is that it was your object.
It's your object.
So therefore, it remains yours.
It remains yours.
It's different than you ordering something that.
The guy, all right, if I order something, guy, right, if I, he's right. I mean, that's obvious. If I order I come to him, I don't give him the schoira. I say, make me 20 red sweaters. And he made me plain blue. I don't have to accept it. I never, this is not what I asked for.
What about the case of your house when you paint your own color ball?
Yeah, but it has. It was dirty and it needed. If he didn't need a painting, it's on your wife. How does Mishigash wants to decorate the house? Then he didn't, wasn't decorated. But I think they'll desperately need a painting. And so it got painted. But it's not the color that you wanted. That depends on the materials. I was by someone's house, he started painting the house. I said, what's wrong with this house? My mom, she has to decorate the house. Yeah, then if it's the wrong color, then it didn't do anything. It was clean. It was really clean. Understand? But, if it needs a painting anyways, and you just wanted a different color, it did a job. So you have to pay him not how much you would have. You have to pay him his etzuos. How much paint he used on this house? Right. I'm going to test exactly. So Rasha learns what you're asking. This is Rasha bothers. Rasha asked what you just asked. He's getting a benefit. I'm getting a benefit now. Let's say I ordered a red sweater. You made it blue. And I'm only going to pay $20 for your work, but really this raw sweater went up price $100. So I'm going to make $80. That's a knas, Rasha learns. Since you were Mishana, it's a knas. That's how Rasha explains it. Tosha learns the other way around. Tosha learns the Ikara, then he doesn't have to give it back.
The amount that you're paying is based on what?
How much it costed him, the paint. So expenses.
Based on the vendor's cost.
Right.
It's less than the
only if it's less than the value. That means the value went up $100 and this costs $20. Let's say the value costs $120 and I could only sell it for $100.
To clarify, what goes into it? It's just the cost of his work. Like, we're not laboring. Most of what these guys do, they charge.
Well, that's a machlekes. I have to look it up. I was going to look it up before I came here. If I remember the machlekes of Rishonim, could be some footage in this ma, the labor too.
The car to the body shop.
Yeah, I think it says the labor too.
But if I charge $450, that's my fee. Well, our whole point here is that you're not getting your fee. You're getting only your cost and nothing more than that.
So the Shach says, the Shach HaZarich is Gudel, and Mamish, this question what you just asked, and if you look in the Shach, end of Sif Kutren, I don't know which page you have, but look in the Shach and end Sif Kutren, Dalet, from east on the other page, all the way to the bottom, the last few lines. Which print do you have? Oilem is there, you see the end of the Shach? Before Sif Kutren Vav. You know which one is the Shach? End of Hay. Before. Of a youth, Dav Hay. Ha'olim is there. You see it? For me, it's about four lines. Five lines. And the Shach. The oilim is there. He says Zenusen leimel letzvei udom betzav shulcher, and he painted black. Ima shvach yeter haitzua, noisen haitzua. He pays him his cost. The heine the me eitzim is samunim. Eveschar tirchoy kishar schirioim. Veloy schure mishula she pusim not the whole price, only what schirioim would have been. Veinak mitzua shvach shuru leshmicha yoiser. That he doesn't take off. Now, the guy exclaiming, wait a minute. The Shach has a whole arichas over here, but he was going to me a hefset. What happened with the Grumma? If you were a tray, the red sweaters and style. For that, if you would have made it red, I could have made a lot more money. Understand? With the Shach, the arichas over here. So that, you understand what I'm saying? You painted, I have to pay you your cost. But then the Shach is asking, what happened? The bottom line is that this sweater, this material that you made into the wrong color, if you would have made it red, that's a hot item, I could have gotten more money for that. And the money that I lost, you don't have to pay him for that, he says. Everyone got dressed as a sight, as I think is out. Because that's what we pass in, if the shot comes out at the end. No, no. It's not the fair market rate. It's only his cost that I pay him. Since he was Mishana.
But we already determined if the guy places an order.
No, no. Order is raw material now. Right, right.
That's all I did.
If you order an item, I didn't order it, that's for sure. That's not what I ordered from you. Obviously. If I order from you, tuna and you sell me apples, do you have to pay? No. So I wanted tuna, not salmon. I was not interested in salmon, I was interested in tuna. You're plumbing. If you order from the wholesale something, he sends you the wrong thing. You have time to pick it up. You know what? Not only that, if the guy sends you the wrong item, you tell him, it's not my headache. You come and pick it up. It's not my headache. But what happens to your company if you send the wrong item? It's your headache to make sure he gets it back? I know, that's what I was told. No, I don't. Not only you could cancel, not always that right. Depends. But you have a headache, legally you have a headache. If by mistake they send you something, I was told once, if you have a headache, make sure the guy gets it back. I don't know how to make sure, a bunch of things. Aloha, I could tell to the guy, it's in my yard, I'm not going to watch it, it's your headache, come pick it up. You could tell, I'll pay aloha. Just call him up and say to him, it's b'chlanam, you send me the wrong item, it's not what I ordered. Because sometimes a 19-year-old girl, I till today's day, I admire this girl, to call me up, she was working for a Jewish company, and how to make money, they send often the wrong items. It's not the phone. And if it's a big company, they don't have always. If they send more is not so terrible because, you know, you didn't cheat them. You know, they order 100, so you 110, and you said 100, so ask, I want 100, yeah, but it came in a box, okay. They got the value, and they're stealing it. You fool them there, but you know, that's not Geneva. It's not real Geneva, because the guy, but very often they send the wrong item. The guy has no use of it, but it's such a big company, they don't have whatever. Then a few weeks later they realize, did you send us this? I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, so I said, he's a Goslin. You have to quit. And that's what I told her. I have no idea what she did. The father tells me Shabbos, my daughter went over to him. Gave him back the keys and says, my rabbi says you're a Goslin, I'm leaving.
How did they make money? By people reordering the right item?
Yeah,
that's right. He knows that, isn't he?
They send stuff they didn't order.
They send things that didn't order. Sometimes, they don't steal mammoths. They think have nothing. If you're one kind of a company, you order stationery, whatever. You have absolutely nothing to do with the guy who brings cops. You have no, you know, a certain business income. It's like a mammoth, like it has no value whatsoever. You do it because you want to increase your sales. That was her job. Her job is to do this. I mean, there's no value, and it goes to the garbage. Your mamish, you know what I mean? And they don't chop. See, if they chop, then you tell them, take it back. An order. It's a huge order. See, their own, these small items gets lost. But, she was told already how big the order should be. She should do the shtick. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Okay. You know, unfortunately, people do such things. It's like the Chavis Silver says, a guy has good water to drink. You know, the famous Chavis Silver was a guy, he would go walking, and there was, you know, both two people walking, and guys in the desert. And one guy has betochem, the Rinshom is going to send them, and finally come to a place of dirty water. The guy drinks up the dirty water. And a few feet later, they walk, and they find there's a well. The guy drank the dirty water, can't drink any more the well, and he has fresh well water. Then people think that this is going to make him wealthy, the shtick here and the shtick here, and it's just dirty water. There's not tzlach on this money, really. Okay. Let's just move on. Where are we up to? Next of all, so the metzlu, you say that a shvach, since a shvach lovat, you only pays him the shvach. Shvach means that when it went up. That means, let's say that he put in a lot of money. That's when he left. You only pay in shav. Marshal Yerul Hashbiach. I explained this to you. When you pay him, you know, like I said before, that he doesn't have to take the loss. He only pays the shvach. But included in the shvach is his work too. Otherwise, you can't have it both ways. He should gain and lose. Uma balaken ein roitze mit kunazi. I don't want this kuna. Eliyit noy de meitzemer or de meitzem shomeloy. Like one of you guys said, I don't want this. I want you to pay me for the raw wool. I gave you wool. I said red. You painted blue. Give me back the wool. I'll give me back cash. That's what he says. He can't do that. Ain't shomeloy. We can't do that. Imen hulach de meitzemer or de meitzem. What if the woman says, you know what? I painted it wrong. I'll pay you the value of the tzemer. The guy says, no, I don't know. I want the tzemer. See, the both agree is never a problem. I always explain the chosh mishmas when they disagree. That means not the other way around. The guy says, oh, I have a mistake, painted it wrong. I'm going to keep it and pay you cash how much you gave me. The guy says, no, I want not the blue. So he has a right to demand it. And why? Says the Mechaber, because we passed in the Uman is not koil in the Shvach Keli. You know what that means. If the Uman would have been koil in the Shvach, then he has a kinyan in this item too. You know what the Gemara makes an afkim in koil Shvach Keli? Famous Gemara. If a lady tells a person, you know, dye me this shirt. And she dyed him the shirt. And he goes over to her and says, hey, after kadeshously with the work that I did on your shirt. You understand the question? If your lady comes to you and says, here, I have a shirt for you, dye it for me. And you dyed the shirt, and she hasn't paid me yet, and takes the shirt and goes to the lady and says, add me kadeshously with this shirt. So if I hold him in Kodeshvach Keli, so there's the Kodesh and the Kodesh, I'm a part in the shirt. This shirt became more value, it was painted, now new color, it was worth $20 now to $30, so I'm a partner with you. I'm a partner that I have to give up my partnership. That means I don't have a choice to say, But I'm a partner, so I'm a Kaddish for you $20. But if I hold any Mekadosh Shvach Keli, she owes me money, the Mekadosh member owes any Mekadosh. So he's saying the guy who died wrong, it's not his. It's not his. So he says, I want to keep it. You can't keep it. It doesn't belong to you. If you hold any Mekadosh Shvach Keli, you can't. Called in Kohen Shvach Kehli Mikud, but we pass in any Kohen Shvach Kehli, so he can. That's exactly what he's saying. The next is very, very important. I just tell you what the next Machava staff from today tell you. One of the things I've been asked more than once, you go to a star, I don't know why the Haverman even of the Shala, guy went to a stockbroker and told him this is a great stock to invest. And he lost a lot of money. I said to him, you know, I could have also told you. I could have, you know, threw a dice and tell you invest in this, you know it's gambling. No, he said. So he wanted to sue her money. He wanted $80,000. He lost $80,000 in the stock market. So everyone knows, we're going to see later, if it's something a lawyer tells you. I had a guy with the lawyer told him wrong, what's the name, information. And that's why he lost out. I know it's school. Which the accountant told the school the wrong information, and the school lost a lot of money. He owns the school money. This accountant would have to pay the school money. He gets paid, and he gave them advice, and it was wrong. And the cost of the school a lot of money. But if it's only when you give advice, which is illegal, give a guy buy stocks. You know, we all know that. You know. Everyone would be in the stock market if his advice really works. It doesn't help. Okay, stop over here now.